Welcome to the Volatile Vet Radio Show, where finance meets fortitude, and the stock market isn't the only thing with battle scars. At Abshire Family Financial, we are vets in more ways than one, here to help you navigate the world of wealth, investments, and financial independence with the precision of a sniper and the patience of a drill sergeant on his first cup of coffee. We don't just talk strategy, we equip you with real knowledge designed to bring about success, which is why we give you real-world rubber-meets-the-road examples every week as part of our retirement mission. We want you to happily retire, and RETIRE is an acronym that stands for retirement, estate, taxes, income, risk, and enjoyment. To accomplish all those areas, you need a plan that's not just about surviving, but built to last. So whether you're dodging market downturns, wrestling with retirement plans, or just trying to make sense of why your money disappears faster than your willpower in a donut shop, stick around. We're going to cut through the noise, drop some knowledge, and maybe have a little fun along the way. So ladies and gentlemen, lock and load, because financial freedom is the mission. And here on The Volatile Vet, we always adapt and overcome.
Well, welcome to another episode of The Volatile Vet Radio Show. I'm your host, Jesse Abshire, founder and CEO of Abshire Family Financial, who is the sponsor of the show. And if you would like more information about what we cover today, there's going to be some phone numbers and a website for you. You'll be able to book directly with me or one of my junior advisors who have been trained by me as soon as we possibly can get you in, and more on those details here in a moment. Now, today's episode is for people who are doing everything right, air quotes. I know you can't see them, but they're there, and still wondering if they are missing something. You are saving, you are maxing out plans, you are earning well, and yet something feels fragile. That feeling is not paranoia. I think that is pattern recognition. Today, we're going to break down what changes in 2026 retirement strategy I want you thinking about. Why it matters psychologically, mathematically, you know, that's our favorite four-letter word here on the show, M-A-T-H, math, and behaviorally, and how you can avoid becoming the person who saved perfectly and still retired poorly. Now, let's get into it. The 2026 catch-up rule that nobody is ready for, well, here we go. Beginning in 2026, if you earned more than $150,000 in wages from your employer in 2025, every catch-up contribution must be Roth, not pre-tax. For decades, catch-ups were a tax shelter. Now they are tax prepayment. Here's what people are missing. This rule applies only to wages from sponsoring employer, not your household, not rental income, not side hustle income, just your W-2 from that employer. Your regular contributions can still be pre-tax. Only the catch-up dollars are forced to Roth. Psychologically, this feels kind of like a punishment for being disciplined. Mathematically, it can have larger impacts on cash flow. Strategically, well, this kind of forces your hand a little bit. It's going to require some better planning. Let's quantify that here for a second. You're 52 years old, earning $180,000, and let's say contributing around $8,000 to catch up. At a 32% marginal tax rate, you just lost $2,560 deduction annually. Over a 10-year period, that is $25,600 of additional taxes paid sooner than expected. Now, yes, Roths grow tax-free. But the difference now is this pain that we're going to feel is immediate. That is not a bad rule. It is kind of revealing rule. It reveals who is planning taxes year by year instead of lifetime by lifetime. If this rule caught you off guard a little bit, that is exactly why we built our retirement stress test system. You can go to our website, call our office, and book directly with me or one of the juniors. We will show you how your tax strategy actually behaves over time, stress test the portfolio, not just this year, but many years to come. If that sounds like something that you're interested in, I would highly suggest you give us a call. 775-899-2243. That's 775-899-2243. Or you can visit us at volatilevet.com. There's a live scheduling calendar there, and you can find a date that best suits you. Okay? Now, why is saving not the same as being ready? People think retirement is about a number. And to a point, it is. But it is not. It is a system. A system must survive market declines, inflation, longevity, taxes, healthcare, behavioral mistakes. Let's dive into that a little bit. Let's talk psychology. Most people plan retirement in a bull market mindset. Bull means up, right? The market is growing and they're planning with that in mind. That planning makes a huge assumption of smooth growth potential. They are underestimating volatility. They overestimate their ability and their emotional discipline throughout that journey. That is not intelligence. That is human wiring as a species. Your brain hates uncertainty and loves, absolutely loves linear thinking. Well, I hate to break this to you, but markets are non-linear. This is why we stress test. A portfolio that not only works when markets cooperate is not a retirement plan. It is a hope strategy. And for those of you that have been listening to the Volatile Vet for a little while, you know that hope is not a strategy. Now, we're going to jump into this first case study. We're going to say this is a 20-year-old person named Alex. Alex works part-time. He invests $200 per month into a Roth IRA. $2,400 per year for 45 years at, let's say, an 8% growth rate. Final value, let's say roughly about $1 million. Alex never makes six figures, never does catch-ups, never panics in a downturn. Let me ask you this. Whatever you're doing, I want you to hear this question. When Alex is planning like this, why does Alex win? Yes, I wanted to give you that moment to think about that because time outperforms income. The biggest risk for a young investor is not market loss. It is as simple as procrastination. And psychology here will usually beat math 9 out of 10 times. When hearing Alex's story, if you are under 40 and no one has shown you how small decisions today create seven-figure outcomes later, book a strategy call with our team. We work with clients at every stage, and we'll get you in as fast as we can. You can give us a call at 775-899-2243. Again, 775 $899-2243, or you can visit us at volatilevet.com and schedule your own appointment. I want to get into case study number two. This potential client named Danielle is aged 40. She's earning around $135,000 a year, has roughly $210,000 in a 401k, so all pre-tax money. She makes an assumption. So, well, you know what? I'm ahead. I'll be fine. But if she never increases contributions at 65, that becomes $900,000. Income potential, let's say roughly about $36,000 per year sustainably. She currently spends $82,000 a year while she's working. This is where optimism becomes extremely dangerous. How do we fix that? Because I'm pretty sure $36,000 a year without some substantial changes to this monthly expense rate that equals $82,000 a year, there's a little gap there. I'm pretty sure we can all agree there. So what's her fix, right? Well, the simple one is increasing contributions. Creating a financial plan that adds in some tax diversification. Looking at a potential shift into different asset classes. Build income layers, not just growth strategies. Right, we need a good balance of things as we're moving closer to retirement, where we have safe money, where we have money we can count on, and then we have money out of the market still growing. We need both of those. This is where most people wake up. Not because something broke, but because the math became honest and unavoidable. If you are in your 30s or 40s and unsure whether your current path matches your future lifestyle, this is your call to action right here. Schedule the consult. We're not here to sell you anything. We're here to help diagnose outcomes. We want to see if there are tools that can be put in place to solve these problems. Okay, again, that's 775-899-2243. 775-899-2243, or visit us on volatilevet.com and schedule your own appointment. Now, the 2026 retirement decision, I really want to talk about. If you're out there listening to this right now and you're thinking about retiring here this year in 2026, you are one of roughly 4 million Americans that will make that same decision this year. And here's the real question I want you to ask yourself. Are you retiring because you are ready or because you are tired? Those are not the same. The first 5 years of retirement are the most fragile financially and psychologically. If you withdraw too aggressively without a plan early in retirement, you can permanently damage the longevity of that portfolio account. This is simply called sequence of return risk. If your portfolio drops 20% in your first 2 years and you are pulling income, the math will change forever. This is why income planning and tax efficiency is simply not optional. I mean, unless you're sitting out there listening to me like, hey, you know what? I'm going to risk it because that's what everybody else has done. That kind of sounds like hope, and hope is not a strategy. Like, we are here on this radio show doing this for weeks now, because our goal is education. Like, these types of strategies are available to everyone. And you could get some of them at no cost. Let's take this risk off the table. Okay. Now, I want to get into this next case study. This is a slightly older client, age 62. We're going to say this client's name is Robert. Robert has $1.6 million saved, plans to retire in 3 years at age 65. He needs about $75,000 per year to meet his needs. If his portfolio drops 20% at retirement, his $1.6 million becomes $1.28 million. Now that same withdrawal equals nearly 6%. That is danger, danger. So when Robert came in, we completely redesigned this strategy. We created an income strategy, a growth strategy, a tax-efficient strategy, and a healthcare reserve with protections in place to keep the risk off of the portfolio. Now, a 20% drop does not derail his income. Ladies and gentlemen, that's not rocket science. That is simply engineering a strategy that protects you, gives you control, and takes away any guesswork that you were doing before that. As you're listening to this show, if retirement is within 10 years from you and you can start to taste this, I really don't want you to guess. I mean, you could just think about, you know what? I listen to the Volatile Vet Radio Show, and I'm going to go book a stress test with Abshire Family Financial or one of their juniors. And I'm going to just see what could be done, right? We will pressure test your plan before the market does. That's a win-win. You can understand what you're doing, right? We can even call that the status quo. Hey, if you don't change anything, this is what that looks like. If you make minor adjustments sometimes, they can have huge, huge effects. The simple example I always like to give here is, you know, I'm a visual person, right? So sometimes I need pictures. Sometimes I need, you know, metaphors, things that I can imagine. So let's say that a commercial airline takes off in Los Angeles and it's flying to New York City. Let's say that's roughly, you know, easy math, 3,000 miles. If they adjust their heading by 1 degree, they will miss New York City by 500 miles. Now, to me, that is very relative to retirement and financial planning, because very small adjustments, putting risk in different places, can have lasting impacts for longevity and how much money you get to put in your pocket. And if legacy is important to you, how much less tax your beneficiaries will pay when they're actually inheriting that account. Pretty big deal all around. Now let's go a little bit later in life, right? I want you to meet Eleanor. Eleanor is 80 years old. She's widowed, has $1.1 million remaining, no income plan. She withdraws emotionally. She fears spending, but also fears running out of money. So when Eleanor came in, she brought us this. And one, we helped kind of build some confidence, because she has plenty of money in there. There was just no true plan of how to use it. So we created a guaranteed income layer for her, a dividend income strategy, a principal preservation strategy, and an estate plan through some of our partnered attorneys, so that when that time came, Eleanor's portfolio, her assets, her estate went exactly where she wanted it to go, skipped probate, passed on way less taxes to her beneficiaries, and now she lives confidently and knowing when that time comes, she will pass her wealth intentionally. Now, retirement is not just about dying broke. It is about living well until the end. So if you're driving your car right now, coffee in hand, half listening, half judging the person in front of you for braking too early, this is your episode. It might be the one that makes you sit up a little straighter, turn that volume up a little bit higher, because today is not about saving money. Today is about the uncomfortable truth that most people who retire broke did not fail to save, they failed to plan. Those are very, very big differences. And I say that with love and care. In about 15 years of watching very, very smart people do very expensive financial gymnastics that looked impressive from the outside, but they absolutely did not stick the landing. Now, we've started talking today about 2026 retirement strategies, and specifically the rule changes around catch-up contributions, Roth requirements, retirement readiness, and how psychology is quietly running your money, even when you swear you're being, air quotes, rational. Is that you? Am I picking on you? If at any point you're thinking, wait. Nobody ever explained it to me like that. That's your cue to call us or go online and book with our team. We'll get you in as soon as we can, because retirement is not something you want to crowdsource from your neighbor Larry, who did pretty good in crypto once. I think it's kind of time to dig in a little bit here. Have you ever noticed how people spend like 3 weeks planning vacation, but 0 minutes planning for retirement? They will map out every turn, every hotel, every restaurant. And when it comes to the largest financial journey of their life, they just sort of drive. No roadmap, no compass, no destination clarity, and no one day they look up and go, whoa, how did I get here? And how do I get where I was trying to go? That is what we're talking about today. Not saving more money, not out there taking on huge risks and chasing returns, not beating your neighbor's portfolio. Today is about whether your strategy actually makes sense in your world, because that's the real one for you. With your taxes, with your volatility, with your risk tolerance, with your human behavior, and with your time horizon. And yes, today we are talking about those 2026 retirement strategies. But really, we're talking about whether you're navigating your financial life with a plan or just hopping the road and hoping that the rest of the road stays smooth. If at any point during this show you think, well, I don't actually have a written plan for this, I want you to remember that. I want you to write that down, whether that's, you know, on your sticky pad on your desk, on your toolbox in your garage, on your notepad in your iPhone when you're not driving. But I want you to write that down. I want you to save that moment in your brain, because every client that comes in through the Volatile Vet, especially the first seven, we give away a compass report or the beginnings of a written financial plan. Not a product, not a pitch, a roadmap, a compass roadmap. It will tell you where you are right now, what little adjustments you could make in the future, because how do you navigate a long distance without a map? Or at least some form of guidance? You don't. You wonder. And wondering is very expensive when money is involved. I see that I have a few more minutes in this first segment here. So I want to talk psychology. People don't experience financial pain when something is less optimal. They experience pain when something feels like it is taken away from them and they lose control. And for a lot of high earners, that deduction or catch up, like we talked about earlier, was baked into how they saw their income. It wasn't a strategy anymore. It was just assumed that that's how it was going to be done. Let me translate this into human speak. If you're 53 years old, making $180,000, contributing $8,000 catch up at 32% tax rate, that's roughly $2,500 a year or $2,560 in additional tax savings every year. Over 10 years, $25,000. And now, yes, Roth grows tax free later. But humans do not emotionally feel tax-free later. That is not a math issue. That is a psychological issue, which is why strategy must be behavioral, not just numerical. And let me say, something that might sound counterintuitive, keeping all your money in tax-deferred vehicles is not smart long-term. It feels smart. I get that. Because you're avoiding taxes today. But deferring taxes is not eliminating them. Your silent partner, the IRS, is still hanging around. You are simply handing the IRS a blank check for later, when they can change the rules and decide how much you pay them, with no idea what those taxes will be. No control over those distributions when you hit RMDs. A well-built retirement plan does not aim to keep money tax deferred forever. Absolutely no. The goal is to transition out of tax deferred at the earliest possible point that fits into your financial plan. It means converting intentionally, which brings me back to the question. Do you have a written plan or do you have accounts? Because accounts are not a strategy. They are simply containers for your money. Now, if I've hit a nerve, and you're like, yep, I want to fix that. Give us a call, 775-899-2243. Again, 775-899-2243. Or visit us at volatilevet.com and schedule your own appointment. All right, well, welcome back to Volatile Vet Radio Show. This is part two today. So if you missed part one and you're just now connecting with us, that is okay. I will reiterate some of the things that we talked about this morning and continue to talk about new ideas. And, you know, there might be a potential monologue from time to time. But earlier, we talked about 2026 and the catch-up rule changes, Roth requirements, and why keeping all of your money tax-deferred forever is not a strategy. It's simply delaying a problem. Now, I want to zoom out for a minute because this part of the show is not about contribution limits. It's about something much more uncomfortable. It's about the illusion of readiness. And let me ask you a very direct question. Yeah. I'm talking to you out there. Do you feel ready to retire, or are you actually ready to retire? Because those two are not the same thing. And they get confused more often than people want to admit. Here's what I mean. I've sat across the table from people with millions of dollars saved, and they were terrified to retire. I've sat across the table from people with 600,000 saved, and they were absolutely convinced that they were fine. And in both cases, their confidence level had almost nothing to do with the math. It had everything to do with emotion. Because retirement is not just a transition. It is a psychological and emotional transition. It is the moment where your paycheck from your job stops. Your structure changes. Your identity shifts. And suddenly, your money is no longer something you save. It's something that pays for your lifestyle, and you spend it. And that flips a switch in your brain. Because up until retirement, money could have felt like a scoreboard. You want that number to go up. You want that balance to grow. And the bigger both of those things get, the more you win. But in retirement, money becomes like a fuel gauge. And nobody likes watching the fuel gauge go down, even if it's supposed to. That's why so many retirees underspend. They technically have more than enough money, they just don't have a plan. So emotionally, they don't have permission to use that money that they worked so hard for to save and grow and invest all those years, which is a terrible way to live. After working 30, 40, 50 years of your life to have this money and not have a plan of how to use it. Now, let me say something that might sound strange. Most people do not fail retirement because they didn't save enough, even though that can happen. But most don't fail for that being the reason. They fail retirement because they didn't build a system that works when life stops being predictable. They built a spreadsheet plan that is not a real world plan. And spreadsheets, man, oh man, are those optimistic creatures. Spreadsheets assume so many things. They assume how the markets will behave, how inflation will behave, how taxes could behave, and how you, listener, can behave. And real life simply does not behave. Which brings me to something Kiplinger talked about in their article that where today's kind of show was inspired from, right? Is 2026 your year to retire? And I love this because it finally said out loud what most financial media tends to avoid. They said retirement readiness is not just a number. It's about, can your plan survive volatility? Can your plan survive inflation? Can your plan survive longevity? Can your plan survive unplanned healthcare costs? Can your plan survive bad timing? And to me, that last one is huge because markets do not care when you retire. They do not pause. They do not ask permission. They do not send a polite email that says, hey, sorry, we're about to drop 20%. You might want to delay retirement a little bit. They just do not do that. And that leads us into one of the most dangerous blind spots in retirement planning, the sequence of return risk. I know that sounds like you need a prescription for something, but it's simple. It means this. The first 5 years of retirement matter more than the next 20. If the market drops early in your retirement while you're pulling income, that damage can be permanent. Not temporary, not theoretical, permanent. two people can earn the same returns over 30 years. But the one who retired into a bad market can run out of money 10 years earlier than the one who retired into a good market. They can have the same investments. They could have the same average returns and very different outcomes. It's not bad investing. That's bad timing. And you cannot control timing, which is why you must control the structure. Now, let's talk about something nobody seems to want to talk about: taxes. Because taxes are the silent killer of your retirement plan. They have a silent partner named the IRS. And people say things like, well, I'll have a lower tax bracket in retirement. Maybe, maybe not. But what if you're not? What if taxes go up? I mean, you know, you out there listening, let's be real here. Where do you think taxes are headed in the future? I'll pause. Do you think they're going up? Or do you think they're going down? Let's assume that we have a debt problem, which we do, and that taxes will go up. Well, what if your required minimum distributions push you into a higher tax bracket? What if your Social Security becomes taxable? What if your Medicare premiums go up because your income is too high, also known as IRMA? All of that is possible. And here's the truly counterintuitive part about all of those things. Keeping all of your money in tax-deferred vehicles, like traditional 401ks and individual retirement accounts or IRAs, feels smart. But long-term, it is not smart. It feels smart because you avoid taxes today, but deferring taxes is not eliminating them. You are just handing the IRS a blank check that they can cash later with no idea what tax rates will be, with no control over when you must take those distributions, with very little flexibility when RMDs start. And if you don't take the RMD correctly, you are penalized and pay a heavier tax because you did not have a plan. Tax deferred is not a destination. It is a temporary parking lot. And too many people are building permanent homes in temporary spaces. A real retirement plan does not aim to keep money tax deferred forever. The goal is to transition money out of tax deferred at the earliest point that fits your financial plan and into tax-free or tax-controlled strategies. I want you to take a big deep breath with me here. This is not emotional. This is not reactive. Not because the market crashed. Intentionally, strategically, over time. Which brings me to one of my favorite questions to ask people. Do you have a written financial plan? Not a statement, not an account balance, not a spreadsheet your advisor printed out in 2013. A real financial written roadmap to retirement. Because navigating retirement without a written plan is like driving across the United States with no map, no GPS, and just hoping the road signs are clear and kind and visible and guide you on your way. Yeah. You might get there. You might. But you will waste a lot of gas. You will take a lot of wrong turns and probably end up in a town you did not mean to visit. Now, every client that joins Abshire Family Financial will receive a Compass report or a written financial plan. And here on the radio show, we always offer the first seven callers who take action today. That's right. The first seven, I'm not exactly sure where we are right now, but it's always the first seven. We'll get this powerful tool absolutely free as part of our retire mission, because retirement is an acronym for us. R is for retirement, E is for estate, T is for taxes, I is for income, risk, R is for risk, and E is for enjoyment, because you need that strategy that's built to last. So if these things are striking a nerve, which I hope they are, give us a call, 775-899-2243. Lock in that free report for yourself, 775-899-2243. Or you can visit us at volatilevet.com. Go to the live calendar and set up your free visit and your strategic plan with us today. Now, yeah, we call that a Compass report for a reason, right? Intentional. We do things intentionally here, because it answers five questions very clearly. Where are you right now? Where are you actually going? What risk could knock you off course? How will taxes affect that journey? And how does income really flow once work stops? That, ladies and gentlemen, is a roadmap. Because hope, yeah, I heard you, is not a strategy. Planning is. And here's where the humor meets reality, right? If I asked you today, yeah, you, if I asked you, and I leaned into this and I said, hey, what's your plan for dinner tonight? You could probably have an answer for that. If I asked you, what is your plan for the next 30 years of income? Most people stare at me like I just asked them to solve a physics equation. They go, well, Jesse, I have a 401k. That's not a plan. That's a container that your money's currently sitting in. And containers don't tell you lots of things. Like, how much can you safely spend? What happens in a bad market? How taxes will change your income? How long will your money last? What happens if you live past 95? A real plan answers those questions with clarity. Because retirement is not something you want to crowdsource from your neighbor, Larry. Retirement is not a group project. It is a solo exam. The answer can change every year, which is why this part of the show matters so much. Because before we even talk about portfolios, before we talk about certain investment strategies, income strategies, we have to answer the most important question of all. Are you actually ready? Or do you just want to be done working? Those are not the same. Can we agree? I want to walk you through a couple real-world case studies of some people who thought they were ready, until we stress-tested their plan with simple questions. Hey, what happens if the market drops 20% right when you retire? Because that question changes everything. If we lean into that question, we have to frame this idea in our mind that tax deferred is not a destination. Let me be clear. Tax deferred is not a destination. It is a temporary parking lot. Too many people are building permanent homes in these temporary places. If most of your wealth is tax deferred, your future income is fully taxable. Your Social Security could become taxable. Your Medicare premiums increase. Your flexibility and control decreases. That is why plans must transition money intentionally. Not when RMDs force you. Not when tax rates spike, but strategically. Which brings me to this. Do you have a current written financial plan? Because navigating retirement without a plan, like we said earlier, is like driving a very long distance without a map. No GPS, nothing. So if anything like that is sticking to you, I want you to give us a call, 775-899-2243. Again, that's 775-899-2243, or visit us at volatilevet.com, and you can schedule your own appointment there. All right, well, I have saved the best for last. This case study is the millionaire who was still losing. Already retired, heavy pre-tax exposure, and no legacy plan. Now, let me walk you through a real-world scenario that I see far more often than people realize. And I want you to listen to this not as a hypothetical, but as a potential mirror. Meet Tom and Susan. Tom is 71, Susan, 69. They are fully retired. They did everything right. They were disciplined. They maxed out their 401ks. They never touched their retirement accounts early. They worked with a good advisor. They avoided mistakes, but all outside appearances. By all outside appearances, they won, right? They walked into my office with just over $3.4 million saved. Sounds like a dream, right? Here's how the money was positioned. $2.7 million in traditional IRAs and old 401ks, $400,000 in a non-qualified brokerage account, and $300,000 sitting in cash. No Roth money, no zero tax-free bucket, no income strategy, and no inheritance legacy plan. Just a giant pile of tax-deferred money waiting for the IRS to tell them how and when they could use it. And when I asked Tom a very simple question, hey, Tom, do you feel, you know, financially secure? He said something that shocked a lot of people. When I share the story, he said, well, Jesse, I feel rich on paper and poor in real life. Because every time they took money out, it felt like they were being punished for saving. They were pulling about $140,000 a year to live on. And here's what actually, like what it actually looked like after taxes, right? Federal taxes, about $29,000. State tax, about $6,000. And Medicare IRMA surcharges at about $4,800. Total annual tax and penalty leakage of about $40,000 a year. So out of $140,000, they had about $100,000 left, which means one third of their lifestyle was going straight to the government. And it gets worse because now that Tom had hit 73, his required minimum distribution RMDs kicked in. And their required minimum distribution that year alone was $123,000. So even if they didn't need that much income, the IRS said, well, you're taking it because it's time for you to pay taxes on it. Now, here's why and where psychology kicks in. Tom and Susan started doing something that was incredibly common. They started underspending, not because they didn't have money, but because every withdrawal felt like ripping off a Band-Aid made of tax forms. They canceled trips. They delayed home improvements. They hesitated to help their kids financially. They were millionaires, living like they were one bad market year away from panic. That is not what winning should look like. Now, let's talk about the legacy side of this. Tom and Susan had two adult kids. They assumed, well, whatever's left goes to the kids. Here we go. Hope is not a plan. That is a tax problem just waiting to happen. Because under current rules, when their kids inherit those IRAs, those accounts must be fully emptied or liquidated within 10 years of inheritance, which means their kids, who are both in their peak earning years potentially, would be stacking massive inherited IRA withdrawals on top of their own salaries. Well, let's say that in simple language. What Tom and Susan took 40 years to build would have to be liquidated, and it would be heavily taxed within a decade or less. Their kids were looking at potentially losing $800,000 to $1 million in taxes over that 10-year window, not because Tom and Susan were irresponsible, but because nobody ever designed an exit strategy. They built a savings strategy. They never built a distribution strategy. They never built a tax strategy or legacy planning. Now, here's where the story turns. Instead of managing investments, we built a plan. Step one, we created a written compass plan. Because until you map this out, you don't exactly know which levers you can pull and control. We projected their income need, their RMD schedule, future tax brackets, Medicare premium exposure, longevity risk, legacy impact, market stress tested over 100 different scenarios. And what we discovered was eye-opening. If they did nothing, their lifetime tax bill was projected to exceed $1.3 million. Not because they were rich, but because all their money was trapped in the worst possible tax book. So we started executing a multi-year strategy. Not aggressively, not emotionally, not recklessly, strategically. First move, control Roth conversions. We began converting $180,000 a year from their traditional IRAs into Roth accounts. Why that number? Well, it's a great question. Because that is the number that filled their current tax bracket without pushing them into a higher one. Yes, they paid taxes, about $52,000 a year in conversion. But here's why that's key. They were paying that intentionally instead of being forced into higher taxes later by increasing RMDs and IRMA penalties. Over 10 years, we moved $1.8 million into tax-free Roth accounts. That money now grows tax-free, has no RMDs, and can be passed tax-free to their kids. Gives them total control and income flexibility. Second move we call income layering. We structured part of their portfolio to generate guaranteed lifetime income. That way, there was a predictable income stream. And predictability, I'm telling you, really matters. The third move, legacy efficiency. We repositioned a portion of their brokerage assets into tax-advantaged legacy vehicle. All of this alone, changing tax buckets. Fourth move, RMD neutralization. Their future RMDs shrank because of this plan. They gained more control over their tax exposure. No exotic strategies, no timing needed, just a very specific plan. So if you're already retired and most of your wealth is sitting in tax-deferred vehicles and no one has ever shown you what your lifetime tax bill actually looks like, one, you can visit the firm's website at abshirefamilyfinancial.com. And there's a drop-down on the main page that says, hey, what is my future tax bill? You can calculate that yourself, and in about 60 seconds, you'll have a report that tells you. Or you can call and schedule with our office at 775-899-2243. Again, 775-899-2243. Or you can visit the website, volatilevet.com, and use our live scheduling system to book your own appointment. And we will get you in as soon as we can. Okay. I want to end this with this. delayed taxation with a nicer view. And if you're already retired, this can change the rest of your plan for your life and a clear inheritance strategy. Okay, then you're not done at that point. You're just done worrying. You're done working because now there's going to be a plan in place. Okay. And I want to be very clear that every client who comes in through the radio show and joins Abshire Family Financial gets that compass report, the beginning of that written plan, because you cannot fix what you have not met.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed representative.